Tess, Perikvah Pasik Tess. So the background is in the other psukim he spoke about how many umas olam there are and all those nations, and none of them, Allah will say mispar, and he makes all the cheshbonos. And now achas hi yonasi, that hu Avram avinu, or Avram, Moshe kasav ha'echad hu Avram. So Avram is one. That's what Chazal say. Ve'yoynasi, she'dobak la'kadosh baruch hu ki'yoyna, she'mishameres es ben zuga, ve'nizdabka boy v'loy ba'acha. So, l'maysa de echad hoya Avram, and the fact that achas hi yoynasi, so that means it's one and the same item. Because it's one and the only, that's why it's so dovuk. The anytime you have one of many relationships, it's lav dafka that it's dovuk. It's not loyal. Masha ein kein since klaysos echad the dovuk takarish baruch hu. There's also the echad in the sense that. Everything needs a mizdabik in something that is of its kind. And since Echad describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu at his, at his essence, so to speak, so Klal Yisrael is also described as Echad Achas in that sense.
I mean, is it interesting that Shlomo HaMelech could write about this considering the amount of wives that he had? I mean, aren't we looking at this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of as, the love story that someone has been ish le'ishtai and transferring that somehow to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Shlomo HaMelech had, all these wives. I don't, was it different? Was Bas Sheva, was, one of his wives so superior that it was like that and the rest were political? Like, is that something to...
You find that type. Even when you had many wives, there's one that's a queen and the others are like Pilakshim or other wives. There is a difference of the relationship, and that's why Shlomo came through Abigail and, and even though there were other women as well, there does seem to be an ikker. I mean, there's only one queen. No matter how many wives you have, only one woman is a queen. And everybody else is, I don't know, Pelegish? Not sure. Tamosi, Shenisnasa basor nesyonis, Venimso tomim ba'olam. Kumayshama is halach afane ve'ye samim. So Tamosi is called Tamosi because I tried it with 10 nesyonos and it was tomim. I want to explain a little bit this nekuda. Why is the word tamim used over here? And what's the inyan of ten nisyonos? Usually when you want to say, I tried it out, you say, I tried it out two or three times, and it worked. So there's a chazaka. Chazaka after two times, chazaka after three times. What's the wording of ten? So the pshat is, let's again give a dugna. I'm trying out a person for a job. So this job entails different things. It entails the ability to come up with creative ideas. It entails the ability to work with other people. It entails the ability to answer customers, and so on. So if I will try him at each of these jobs, at each of these facets of the job, and see how's he doing in this facet of the job. So I'm not going to try him 10 times at the same inyan. I'm going to try 10 different issues and so on. Since the world can always be divided into 10, 10 are the basic spheres and hagis. So therefore I can divide a person's deos, middles, whatever you want to call them, also into 10. Now, if I find them all shalem, so if the person, so that's in your Asar Nisyonos. Asar Nisyonos is each one testing a different aspect of the person. But there's more than that as well also. So if you get any mark but 100, so then I automatically say, you have these and these qualifications, you don't have this qualification. So I need to look at you as parts and pieces. Masha Inkain, if you show him in all 10 issues, then in all 10 facets, then you are that type of gavra. So the marshal, I need a general. So the 10 most important qualities for a general, if you fail in any one, I can say he has the following qualities. He's missing the following. I have to enumerate which one. But if somebody has all of it, I say he's a general. He's a born general. He's made himself the general, but he's a general. So the tamim, the shleimus of having all the pieces, is not that you have many milas, but rather that you have something that is the heft itself. And as such, it reflects the shleimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we speak about him being Yachid, Echad, Yachid, the Rambam says it means he's not one of, and it also means he's not one that is a compilation or conglomeration of different things. All the Midas and Yanim and Ahlags like HaKadosh Baruch Hu are one and the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Chacham and a Yedea and a Gibor, and all of it comes from one. It doesn't come from particular different Kalim and so on. So the Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu of somebody who's Tamim means total. The word Tamim, I guess, would mean total. And B'meila, if I test everything inside me and they're all Sholem, it means that my Kloliistic Tzura is Sholem, mirroring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tzura. And B'meila, it's a befitting Zivuk, a Dibuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. So, Tamosish and Sasa Son of Sinis.
This stems very well with one of the things Rebbe wrote in the Golden Apples about the difference between Avram and Noach, why the tennis yenis of Avram made him a person who's the new Adam.
So, right.
Dafka, because it was Tamim, it stems very well with that you said.
Right. Good. Yeah. It was Echas hi le'ima hu Yitzchak shehoya yochid le'imoi me'she'ama es yichidcha. So Yochid goes to Achas hi le'ima. So there's one of them who is an Achas le'imoi, meaning that by Yaakov and Esav, there's two le'imoi, there's no Yichud. By Yitzchak, he's a Yochid le'imoi as well. That's another Yechidus. Bara hilo yiladeto hu Yaakov, k'moisha amra v'rivka heves es Yaakov, ki hoisi yadas es Yaakov, v'zeo bara loshen bara, shay bara so letzadik, al yitzchak lo yadeh m'maisa. So there seem to be two qualities which seem to be very different. The Maila of Yitzchak is Yochid Li'imoy, and the Maila of Yaakov is that Lashon Bara Shrei Bara Tzalei Tzadik. Now, let's understand, first of all, it's interesting that both of these speak about the mother's qualities as opposed to the father. The two Nekudas that we speak about over here are the Tzadik Gomor. The Maila of the Tzadik Gomor is that there's no mitzias other than toiv. So somebody who is born kulei kaddish, his nature is a nature of being, you know, a tzaddik gomer. That's his nature, that's his mitzias. He's kol kulei a tzaddik gomer, and he doesn't know from chet, never was time chet. So the maila of that person is the shleimus hadava. This person is kol kulei toiv. This person is kol kulei the mitzias of toiv, and the maila he's that's how I see him. The inyan of borer, the word borer and birer, is the same word. In other words, when I say that it's clear, lamashal, somebody who never ever was toyim in the world of chait, there's no brirus in him that this world is toif. His whole metzias is dovig in this world. His whole metzias is the toif that he was brought up with and that he grew up with and so on. he doesn't know the tam of chait, but he doesn't have the brirus on toiv. Masha Enkin, a person who could compare the two, he's lived in chait and then the tshuva, that type of mitzias is a mitzias brura. The person is clear to him. He understands what tov is. So the Yaakov Avinu's mida, since Yaakov comes paired with Esav, Yaakov's tov is seen as contrasted with Esav. So the mile of Yitzchak is that his tov stands alone. The mile of Yaakov is that there's a brirus there that you wouldn't have otherwise. Like the story I said about Reb Melech, that you know when you taste from the Eitz Hadas, you become very, very borer that there's no toiv in it. So a person who's gone off the derech and done bad and come back again, there's a certain element of brirus that there's nothing good outside over there. So we have Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael, because they're built on a Yitzhak and a Yaakov, have both types of shleimus in them. They have the shleimus of a Yitzhak, which is a tzidkis that is achasi lima, and then we have Yaakov, which is a brirus antoiv.
But Rabbi, when we say this kind of idea, which we've mentioned in previous psukim of the difference between a tzaddik gomer and a baal tshuva, are we talking the brirus aspect? Wouldn't it be more appropriate to, let's say, David HaMelech, who had, you know, an Avera and did tshuva, like we say by the three wheels, the fourth, the wheel in the Merkava.
Right.
HaMelech needs to do tshuva. So this Brirus seems like it's a Baal tshuva kind of Nekuda. Right. Why is it Brirus of Yaakov as opposed to Esav? Yitzchak, I understand, but Yaakov wasn't.
So first of all, we always look for anything that's in the Banim. We look in the Avis, Mishaber Chavis, Yivarach Zabanim. When we're looking for Shrashim, we can say that David HaMelech expresses it, but we would need to find a Sheirish of a Sheirish in the Avis, and because Avis are the Shrashim, whatever's not in the Avis is not in the Banim. So the Mela, we're looking to find a Sheirish in Yaakov. So the Echad Avram was Echad. Avram was Echad in the fact that his whole Metzias was tested and was called a Toiv. Yitzhak's Echad was there was nothing but that existed. And Yaakov's Echad was that having had a Havina, something else exists, being Mafkir der Havamina. In as him and Esav came together to this world and was disparate from the Ra. So those are three different aspects of Toiv. Now, the truth is by Rebbeinu Shalom also, you have you have a gilui of Einoid Milavadoi and Har Sinai, and that's Megala, that there's nothing else but Rosh Hashanah. There was nothing else for Hashem. But then there are, in the Torah, you have Kan Nosen Mokrim Leminim Litois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Minim a possibility of making a mistake. Those mistakes that the Minim could make are all, in other words, to be Oymed on the Emes, Mitoich the contrast with the Ra. Borei Loyanto Yaakov, Prashkos of Rivka was Yaakov, Oisi Adas is Yaakov. Zo Borei Loshen Borei, She Borei Tzolit Tzadik, Avel Yitzhak Lo Yadeh Mimaisa. Rau Bonais Vayashua Melochis Uplaksh Vayalu. Kumayshama Komo Bonai Vayashua, Ba Oilom Hazeh Me Ashvin Bo. Or other guests say, Baila, Baila Vayahalala Ba Oilom Abo. So we have two different types of shevach hilul. One is called by Yeshua, and one is called by Hallelujah. They're also tolui. He says, but. The banim or the banais are me'asher, and that's ba'olam hazeh. Ba'olam vayhala is an olam haba. So let's understand the difference in the two, where I was why the two, and so on. So first of all, the toiv and the ra in this world don't really have its full gilui. I can't be oimid on toiv in its full gilui. So when I see a maisa that I can go either way, whether it's toiv or not toiv, and so on, I'm really not quite sure which way I'm going with it. Masha Inkein, in Olam Haba, everything has its tsura shleima. On the other hand, in this world, if I see that what comes out of the pa'ulas that you do is toiv, if I see that the peiros of your maisim are toiv, then that becomes a confirmation that it was toiv. Moshem adav adayma. There's no way I can look under a microscope and tell if something is gold or not. It's way too small to see it with a normal microscope. But what I do is I say, listen, if I will put gold into this, nothing will happen. Mashenka, if I put something similar to gold, it'll melt. If I heat gold in this way, nothing will happen to it. If I bang gold and make it a thread, this then nothing will happen to it. Mashenka is something similar. So the only way I can confirm a havamina about something is by looking at the teitzois. Mashein came things that I can look on the microscope and see it, like most of something is a blood cell or not, so I can see the thing itself. So the world of toiv and ra in itself, to be oimid on what is toiv and what is ra, yedea toiv ra is only by shalom. Adam can never be oimid be'etzim on toiv and ra. But we understand toiv and ra through the results, that various things result in good results, and therefore, so Mashal, Kadosh Baruch Hu giving rain and Atzlocha, it's you know, an Asatei Sivsof Memtecha, Vachalt Vosavoto, or I see that Megalgas Chosei Zakei, that Toiv breeds Toiv. So from the Toitzos, I can confirm the first step. They say that when Reb Meir Shapiro announced the Fayomi, apropos to Nyanad Yema, so when Reb Meir Shapiro announced the Fayomi, so the Chotkev, I think, was sitting there, and he was mumbling, what a schus, what a schus, what a schus. So someone started telling him something, started agreeing, saying something, yeah, what kind of stuff? Yeah, it'll be. Joseph said, no. What I was in the spoil from was, it says, emegaglis chus elai de zakai. So it means there was mitzvah. I'm sorry, he said it about mitzvah gereres mitzvah. So he said, I'm wondering what was the mitzvah that he did that was gerer this mitzvah. In other words, what was the mitzvah that was gerer this mitzvah? So here also, there's Baal Yeshua, and then there's Baal of Hal, Baal of Haba. It's Baneha are the result of something. The children, the offspring, are the Toilados, are the result of something. The Baal is equivalent. The Baal is the same dagger. So the Baal can look at it and he can be Me'asher and say, I mean, he can be Mahalo and say, yes, this is Toiv. So that's only an Olam Haba. In this world, the most we can do is the Tritzos can sort of give us to understand that the input was Toiv. So this is a Pchinus Bonim, this is a Pchinus Ibailon. And that's why the beginning of Tilim is Ashrei, and then it finishes Haluka, because the beginning is always just watching what comes out and seeing the Hemshech. Masha'en Kain, when you finish, you can tight up everything in Haluka. So it's an oilam borer. The world will be clear, so there'll be visible for everybody. This chazal that Lasid Lova Yomakash Brochi Voirishoim Viru Bemala Sadikim is not that the Rishoim will become rehabilitated really, but rather that there is in the world to come, Toiv will be visible, will be what's seen and what we have in front of us. Achas, so that was one pirush. Second pirush, Achas hi yoynasi, hu Avram she toila atzmi bi, k'ma yone ben zuga. So Avram, who was toil himself on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, v'zer tamosik m'shkama yishalak lefonai v'yeisamim. So both the Yonasi and the tamosi is not a result of the being omer esrinos, but rather in being toil on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Bema says these are two different mahalchim. There's a mahalach where a person reaches a shleimus HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his maisim, and then there's a mahalach where a person reaches the HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he's mevatel of kol kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here he says the tamasi not the asin esenis, but it's halach von esam also von esam means you should be kol kol edavik nirbayin shalom. The achasi li'ima ze Yitzchok she yochid li'ima levad bor li'ata ze Yaakov she yochid. So I'm not sure why he's changing over here, the guy, and he's saying the difference between your ladita and ima is whether or not it was a yachid to his father, a yachid, neither yachid, not his father, not to, and not the other one. So I'm not sure what the shini aloshna over here. Kohen doesn't seem to tell us what's the difference between ima yiladita in these two cases. So I think that the definition, the ima means over here that his mitzias is it's what makes me a mother is that you exist. That's enough for that relationship. Your laritim is, I'm a mother anyway. I have another child. So the reason why I have this kesher with you is because of that I was moiled you. Ima is a description of a person. And therefore, I'm the only, I'm an ima because you're a child. Mashenka, if there are a few children, then then we use the word yolarta. Could be. Ra'u banois v'yashua, v'shekulam hoidu lehem v'oimrim lo. So all of them are moiled and so on and so forth. I want to go back a minute, take a look in the Haggah in 97, where he speaks about being Tzeres of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he brings over here Ramban. Oma, smack in the middle of Ha'orah 399. Oma, shoy mishalech es Hashem ha'nichbod l'yiro yisu levadoi, einenu niftach hoi v'shamayim u'menachesh v'oinein, v'kol shekein achav v'rizorah, Benena Shemel and Klal, Rak Bashem Levada Dovak Tomit, Voilok Medash of Hashem, with Askers of Apostles Halafanay Sami. The Brahman Shem Kosav, Sheyam and Belibe Kakashbrok Levada Bale Choyles, Betrilo Besoif, Vayochalas Levatus Mamoinim, Lakesam Nachash Mechashim. So the difference between this Hanhaga and the Hanhaga of Tomim, there's Investimus Yenais, is Esen Nisyonos really is not a plea in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's my own Gvura. I've given all these tests. I stand firm. I don't bend. And that means I'm a Shalom. The being a Tomim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in what Ramban is saying is somehow some means that a person not entrust himself to anyone else. That the understanding that only the Baruch Hu is the sheirish and mocker of everything that can happen, and I'm totally Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's this type of anhaga. So it's a very, very different type of anhaga over here. It's a type of anhaga not of personal perfection, but I don't see any toiv coming out from anywhere but a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So on the surface of it, it's a gather of an emuna shleima. That's okay. It's, but it also means that I have no reason to make any effort to reach out to anybody else. It's a description of my personal nemunas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there is nothing else but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who is maimin in other things, Chas V'Shalom, has other inyanim that he's shayach to. So there's this koichos, and there's inyanim. So the person is not kol kuloi dovek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This person could be mefanes me, this could be merapim me, this person could be goyel me. So b'meila, I'm not kosher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%. So this tamim over here is that if I don't believe in any other koichos whatsoever in the Bria, bal kochach I'm shalom to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Rabbi, this Pirush is talking about Avram, right? Because he says it's sprung on the Bira Apostolic as a Kim Asalach Noyach.
Correct.
So, but it's referring to Avram. Okay.
Yeah, it's referring to Asalach Noyach. Right. But he means to he's explaining the concept of Tmimus, that it's Kuloi. And the truth is, in the Pasuk Tam Tiyem Hashem Alekecha, the same idea. So we have, on the one hand, Yitzchak was called an Oyla Tmima. On the other hand, we have this musik of tom tiyem Hashem lekecha, that the person has no other, he's not inclined to go anywhere else. Okay, next pasuk. Mizois hanishkofa kemoishacha, yofa kalavana, bora kachama, ayuma kanitgolis. So we have different zmanim, shachar, levana, chama. All these different zmanim mean, so this is a shevach about Klal Yisrael, that in all times they're praiseworthy, in all the different stadim. Just like, just like when I want to be mishabeach with somebody in Siyofi, I pick all the Evarim. I say each Aver, you know, the Shleim was like this whole series over here, the Naim, the Svastayim, and so on and so forth. In terms of time, we also, it's also a Shevach. If I say, this person was with me in difficult times, in wonderful times, in good times, etc., that's also a type of, what's the right word for it? It's a type of Shevach to, it's a period of a Shevach to a person. So the different Chalakim of the person and the different Zmanim of the person that the person goes through is also, how they call it, you have a fair weather friend and so on. Okay. Mizei Seshkafi Kmei Shacha. Pirush. Ki Arba Zmanim Hei. Tchilas Hayoim, Emtza Hayoim. Tchilas HaLayla, Be'emtza HaLayla. So it's very interesting the way he gives, the way he lists the Zmanim is that you have two parts of the day, which the beginning of the day and the day itself, and then you have the beginning of the night and the hemshcha of the night. So, and he brings up on the bottom that the Menoyim says it like Abin Gemara Brachas also. Those are the four Zmanim. V'zeo, Shachar, Mizrashko Shachar, U'tchilas Hayoyim. Yofa Kalavona is Tchilas HaLayla. Boro Kachama, you know, as bright as the sun and as, you know, as clear as the sun, that's the middle of the day, Emtza Hayoyim. Kenit Golois, Ayuma Kenit Golois, and the word Ayuma in terms of Pachat and so on, certainly fits best at night. Who Emtza HaLayla, Pirush. Sheheim Yud Beis Mazolos. So we have different the Shvatim are connected to Mazolos, and the Mazolos are lined up 3, 3, 3, 3. I think what he means is that is Kenet Golois. That is being Meshabeach Shachar, Levona, Chama, and Ayuma Kenet Golois is going to have to be the Kechavim. That's the Emtza Laila. And so, Bal Karchoch, we're talking about Klal Yisrael being aligned with the Yudais Mazolos, like it says. That you know, Ayum Kenet Golos is going on the Golem, and you know, they were all around. And Mazolos are also around, the Mazolos also surround the world, so to speak. So, these are the four Zmanim and the four Nyonim, which Chrysos Dimitri. Now he goes, Mizes and Shkafa, Sheboin Lehashkif Alehen, Kemoishem Ashkifim Alashachar. So, v'hu yitzias Mitzrayim shayisetul kol ha'golos. So, mizos hanishkafa is the part of Klal Yisrael. Nishkafa means that which you go out to you seek out. It's like hashkafa is when somebody's standing on a mountain. Hashkifa moyin kachshecha. When a person is standing on a mountain and vayashkif misham, and you look out at something, there's a sense of anticipation. That's called Hashkafa. So the morning is something which the people look out for it. People are waiting for it, and that's called Nishkafa. Sheboin lehashkif alehen. So Klal Yisrael is k'mosh hashkif al hashachar. Mosa yavur choyshech alayla v'yov hashachar lohoir. Kein hishkev v'yok hashmok v'rachmov. Mosa yavur zman choyshech ha'golosh ha'mitzrayim. V'yov hazman sh'or leitzim ha'golosh ha'mitzrayim. So it's the same type of idea. Klal Yisrael was in darkness, and there's a period of time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to take them out. The time of anticipation, that's connected to that. This was like the Sheresh of all Gulais. Chazal also in Mishalim, I'll give a mashal there when Dameh, Zmanagula to you know, the beginning of time and so on. Levana hu alayam, kimoisha levana meir balayla kenishka lemkashpoch rebrachmov ve'elahem shom v'la'zayam. Was the first the yam was there was an ongoing misayin, there was an ongoing tzara, and within that Akash Baruch Hu was megal himself. That's very, very similar to what happened to Yam. They were in the Yam, and Akash Baruch Hu was Bozmani was being megal himself. So Klal Yisrael was it was at its brightest because there was no ra involved. There's kulei toiv, and the kulei with the ha'ara of matan Torah. Ayuma kinegolos, huma shahoyu nimnim. Kveshakosum shchoysei savoysum sum. So it's interesting. So over here he says it's going into a progression, and you start off with Shachar, then Levana, then Bara Kachama, which is the brightest, Ayuma Kinet Golos. So even though he says over here it's Emtza Laila, and you have all of the Mazolas, but to us that's not a big Madrega. Over here he says that's going on Klal Yisrael at its brightest, and you know they all had to be Roy to be Nimin that. It's a little bit strange that we would give a mashal for Emtza Laila that type of to that Indian. It's something which you know it's a certainly bright spot in Kaisal, maybe not as bright as Matan Torah, but it's certainly hard to understand why one would be mamshal at night with it. Okay, we'll hold it here.
Maybe on the lashon of Baruch Hachama,
right?
If we're explaining it this way, that it's Matan Torah she'oz paskamei hen azuama we'barim kacham,
right?
How was there any makim for chait and such to slip in if it was Baruch Hachama?
So the same question like by Adam Marishan, where the chet they were that same madrega. Adam was same madrega, and as we were like Kadam Rishon for the Chet. So Tachas same from. So there certainly was a Mokam for Chet, or else there's no Mokam for Tziva for Taif. But there wasn't an inner yearning for Chet. We were Basav Adam, we're Meshtaikik for food, for Arayas, whatever. That's who we are. Masha'ein came, and then they didn't have that. The Yetzirah was an outside thing, but it was powerful. And in both cases, you had the Nachash who came along and gave his little speech, and then we had the Satan who came and showed them that it's already, you know, 40 days and Moshe is dead and so on. They both needed to have an outside type of Yetzirah.